Regarding associating with those who do not fear Allah, the Prophet, peace and peace be upon him, said, "The first weakness to develop among the children of Israel was when one met another and advised him, saying, 'Fear Allah and stop what you are doing, because it is unlawful.' The next day he met him again and found him doing the same, but this did not prevent him from eating, drinking, and associating with him. It was on account of their heedlessness association that Allah struck some of their hearts by the other." Then the Prophet, peace and peace be upon him, recited, "Those who disbelieved of the children of Israel were cursed by the tongue of David and Jesus, the son of Mary, because they disobeyed and transgressed. They did not forbid one another from the wrongdoing they were committing. Evil is what they were doing. You see many of them taking the unbelievers as guides. Evil is that which their souls have forwarded them, that Allah is angered against them, and in the punishment they shall live forever. Had they believed in Allah and the Prophet, Muhammad, and that which is sent down to them, they would not have taken them as guides, but many of them are evildoers." Chapter 5, verse 78-81. Then the Prophet continued, "Indeed, by Allah, you encourage good and forbid evil, and seize the hand of the wrongdoer and persuade him to act justly and establish him firmly on the right. If you do not, Allah will join the hearts of some of you with the hearts of others and will curse you as he cursed them." When the children of Israel became sinful, their knowledgeable people forbade them, but they would not stop. Yet the religious leaders themselves associated with them, eating and drinking. So they were cursed by the tongue of David and Jesus, the son of Mary, because they were disobedient and transgressed. At that point, the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, who had been leaning back on a pillow, sat up and said, "No, no. By him in whose hand is my life, there is no escape for you but that you persuade them to act justly."